Good afternoon, Packers fans. Aaron Negler here with your Packers Daily Chat, coming to you live on the Cheesehead TV social channels. It is a victory Monday. Man, it feels good. Feels good to get the win. Feels good to watch the Packers at Lambeau. Just a lot of good going on. And yeah, the Chargers did their part trying to give that game away. But hey, watch this Packers team be given chances throughout this season that they didn't seize for their own, and the Packers most certainly did that yesterday. Great work by the offense as they start to come alive here in the second half of the season. We've talked a lot about Jordan Love and his continued progression and how he has grown, but it is the entire offense that you now see week after week, these last 3 weeks in particular, really start to figure it out. And it's not always pretty. There are certainly plenty of mistakes still that they have to work on and learn from. But that is an encouraging sign. I don't have to tell you guys, all the diehards out there who have watched each and every snap of this team, that you know, during that four-game losing streak earlier in the season, that was certainly not the case. There was a lot of disjointedness, a lot of things that they weren't even remotely on the same page about. But that has certainly shifted here in the last 3 weeks. Now, they're not even close, to my eyes, becoming like a team that defensive coordinators are worried about game planning against. And yes, of course, they're professionals. They worry about the aspects of how they go about stopping or limiting what the Packers are trying to do each and every week. But we all know there are teams on offense that scare you, that have an ability to kind of break one at any point. Just doesn't feel like the Packers are quite there yet, for obvious reasons. They're still very young. Still, they are figuring it out. But man, they're getting close. They're getting close. They just have to find more consistency. And I don't think it actually is going to happen truly until next season in 2024. But all of that work that they're doing right now is building towards, hopefully, that kind of offense. An offense where any point, at any time of the game, they're destined to break one, you know? Obviously, Jordan Love needs to continue to improve. I'm not even close to announcing or saying that he's absolutely the guy. They're going to sign him to a huge extension, etc. I don't think that's in the cards anytime soon, at least not this week. But, man, he's trending in the right direction. And it is fun watching him get on the same page with these young wideouts, these young tight ends. Hopefully we can get a little bit more solidification up front from the offensive line. And even just a modicum of a running game will go a long way in helping Jordan Love continue to grow. But right now, very promising signs all up and down the offense. Of course, the task becomes much more difficult on Thursday, on a short week. Probably one real practice, maybe an extra walkthrough after that. No pads in sight prior to heading to Detroit and taking on a Lions team that is as good as advertised. And we all remember what they did to the Packers in Lambeau Field on that Thursday night earlier this season. Doesn't get any easier on a short week in their house. And the other problem, of course, is the injuries. The injury list, the injury report just came out a little while ago, and it is basically a CVS receipt. It is very long, and there are a number of guys banged up on this team. Most concerning of which, if you're looking at the offense, is the inclusion on that list of Musgrave and Wicks. Wicks dealing with a concussion and another injury. Musgrave would have been a non-participant today as well. That doesn't bode well for their availability on Thursday. And, you know, talk about earning your keep or earning your paycheck. Matt LaFleur and the offensive staff have really got their work cut out for him. Not only are they dealing with all the injuries, but they're dealing with a running back group that is going to be pretty green. I mean, you've got A.J. Dillon. Obviously, he's going to be your workhorse. The Packers re-signing Patrick Taylor, putting him on the 53-man roster, something they didn't want to do earlier this year, but they have now done it, signed him from the practice squad over there in New England. Got to think he'll be at least, you know, leaned upon in terms of pass protection. A lot of the kind of spread stuff the Packers like to run, most of the two-minute stuff, hurry-up, tempo stuff. God, I think Patrick Taylor has a good shot of being out there. But, you know, it's not like Madden. You can't just, you know, insert guy here. Got to think at least a few reps in practice to get him kind of reacclimated, so to speak. But, you know, he knows the playbook. You know, he knows the checks and things they like to do at the line of scrimmage when it comes to the adjustments. It's going to be a tall, tall task here this Thursday. But, hey, man, you had told me, you know, multiple times throughout the history of the Green Bay Packers that they had no shot. I would have said, you know, they could cobble something together. They could work it out. And, you know, they have in the past. Not every single time. But there is no greater feeling. No greater feeling. And I think Aaron Rodgers used to talk about this from time to time. No better feeling than when everyone counts your team out. Everyone thinks you're going to get rolled. And you come into the game and you not only make it a game, but you pull one out, right? And that's why we watch. That's why it's great. And who knows, man, I don't expect the Packers to win this game, but they could. And that'll make it all the more exciting when they do. Long way to go between now and Thursday, obviously, but that's the lay of the land heading into it. We'll see. I'm excited. I'm excited to watch. And hopefully I'll be watching with all of you on our watch party here on Cheesehead TV. That's right. It's a holiday, but Corey and I don't take a break. We'll be here on the YouTube page on Thursday, joining all of you on Thanksgiving if you'll let us into your homes. So hope to see you. Completely understand if you're not streaming some yahoos yelling at the television on Thanksgiving, but we'll be here for you if that's what you're looking for. Hello, everybody in the comments section. So good to see everybody. New York Cheesehead is here, of course. Dennis, what's up, man? Hope you're doing well. Vex, what's going on, man? J-Love, being the answer or not, questions are tiring. Being the answer or not, questions are tiring. 300-plus yards with no running game seems promising for his first full-time year. Yeah, I very much agree. But Jordan Love temperature taking is what this whole season is about. You know it. I know it. And the Packers got to figure it out. They got to, you know, commit to him long-term at some point. I highly doubt they go into next season with Jordan Love as a lame duck. But I hear you. It does get tiring after a while. And, yeah, it's an impressive performance yesterday. And I understand the detractors, the naysayers, the Jordan Love haters will point out the fact that, yeah, the Chargers have a terrible defense. And it's been terrible all year. It's been a very, very bad passing defense. And you hope that, okay, so that's bad, right? They're bad. The Chargers are bad. That's the baseline, right? Well, what do you expect a starting quarterback in the NFL to do to a bad passing defense? Go for 300 yards, throw a couple touchdowns, have a quarterback rating over 100, right? Well, guess what? Jordan Love did all three yesterday. So that sounds like he's on track, to your point, Vex. It feels like he's doing what he's supposed to do. That's called taking care of business. You know, the detractors got to point out whatever they got to point out. And that's fine. I understand it. However you need to come at it, that's what you do. But I'm also going to sit here and tell you, well, okay, good. That's a good thing. That doesn't diminish his accomplishment in any way. That means he's doing what he's supposed to do. I'm not saying. I'm just saying. DLONAR84, thanks for the super chat. Quay Walker brings the physicality. Go Pack. I agree. I very much agree. I think, you know, his absence was definitely felt these last few games. Caleb, what's going on? Love haters saying he's only good against bad defenses. Caleb, I literally just referenced that. And yes, that is what the haters are going to do. Look, I said this on Twitter earlier this morning. I'll say it again here. No doubt, Chargers, bad pass defenses. We just talked about. You know who else had bad pass defenses? The Denver Broncos when they faced them. The Las Vegas Raiders had a historically bad pass defense when the Packers faced them. Go watch Jordan Love in those games and compare Jordan Love's game on the field. Watch the tape in those performances and then go watch his performances against the, yesterday against the Chargers and against the Steelers yesterday. It's a night and day difference. And if you can't see it, then you're just willfully blind. That's all that is. M, what's up, man? Haven't seen you in forever. Matt LaFleur's conservative calls are driving me nuts. Go Pack, go. Well, apparently, they're driving Matt LaFleur nuts, too. Hey, you know, kudos to LaFleur. He said it after the game. He said, that's on me. He understood. He recognized. He went ultra-conservative there at the end of the game. And look, you know, you're a head coach. Your job is to get wins. You're trying to give yourself the best possible outcome. You're trying to, you know, limit the possibility of mistakes. I understand it. With a first-time starter, with a really young team around him, not trying to press your luck. I will say, I do miss all break, no, all gas, no fucking break, LaFleur. I do miss it. But I understand why it's a different viewpoint and a different approach now. It's frustrating in the moment, right? But you get the win. You look back at it. You look at your process. That's what Matt always talks about, right? I understand it. I see why he went that way. And he was kicking himself afterwards. And that's after the win. But, yeah, as frustrating as it is in the moment, I understand it. I get it. Jason, what's up, man? Will Jordan ever get the deep ball down? I get underthrowing a few times, but every time he is underthrowing the ball, what do you think is his issue? Well, you know, they called me this afternoon, and, oh, dude, I don't know. He's just not slinging it right at the moment. Will he figure it out eventually? Yeah, I suspect he will. We've seen him make plenty of these type of throws on his college tape. He's done it in training camp. I've seen him do it in the preseason. For whatever reason, it's just not clicking right now. But yes, I think eventually these things will happen for him. But look, you know, some guys, they're not it's always going to be a low percentage throw, right? A low percentage play, especially like on those deep nine routes and things like that. But as long as you're giving your wide receiver a chance to make a play on the ball, you know, you've got a shot. And a lot of this comes down to receivers making plays, and no doubt you want your quarterback to hit the open guys. The deep stuff, I don't really worry about that at all. I don't. And if you need to, you can knock yourself out. I think those are 50-50s at best, more often than not. They will come eventually with more reps and more chances. The ones that bother me are the Musgrave miss up the left sideline, like where he kind of puts it on the line when that's the one time I want a little bit more air under it. Let your guy go up the sideline and run underneath it. It just feels like sometimes he's thinking too much when he's trying to like gauge some of this stuff down the field. And I think a lot of that is just needing to play. It's what we talked about all offseason in regards to where he is in his development, finding a rhythm, getting banked reps, getting timing down with some guys, and just knowing how different guys run routes and how they approach attacking the ball in the air and things of that nature. More often than not, it's just time together. And it's going to probably take this season for a lot of that to get ironed out. But yeah, the deep stuff, I think that comes eventually. Oh, Matthew, what's up? Hangover Monday was so much better today, Nags. Go Pack Go. I feel for my brothers and sisters across the pond. You are all legends staying up late and having a good time watching this team more often than not. Don Vito, what's going on? What's the deal with the left tackle rotation in-game? Well, LaFleur said after the game that was part of the plan. I think they're just trying to have a position battle in-game. I mean, I don't know how else to explain it. I will say, though, I thought Rashid Walker played really well for the most part, building on a solid performance in Pittsburgh. Now, all of that said, Thursday is a whole nother ball of wax. That is going to be a buzzing environment, a really tough environment as a tackle out there in an island when you're looking inside, trying to watch the snap of the ball and get out of your stance and take on whoever's coming around that edge. It's going to be a much tougher assignment than what he had to do this past week. But like I said, I thought he played pretty darn well. But as far as the rotation goes, I thought Walker outplayed Nyman, and maybe that's enough to win him the job outright. But we'll see. We'll see. Luke, what's up? Really random. I always loved Keenan Allen and Evans and wanted them on the Packers. Are they future Hall of Fame players? Stoked to see them this year and win. I think they're borderline. Both have a shot. Never really know with the Hall of Fame voting. Man, I mean, look how long it took Leroy Butler to get in, for God's sakes. Eventually, I think they've probably got a shot at Canton, but man, there's so many deserving dudes who aren't in years and years and years and years later. It's hard to say with any kind of certainty. Joe, what's up? Was at the game yesterday. Got real excited when I thought Musgrave stayed on his feet after a catch till I realized it was Kraft, but it's all good. Oh, man. Yeah. Kraft showed some ability there, didn't he? Would have loved for him to stay in bounds, but it's nice to see him get involved. And yeah, Musgrave still has to learn to run after the catch. But hey, baby steps, baby steps. Jocelyn, what's going on? Kenneth Murray looked meh. Nagler's never right. Hey, don't you dare besmirch the good name of Kenneth Murray. I really liked him coming out. But yeah, yeah, it's good the Packers didn't draft him. No doubt about it. But also, this is well into his career at this point. I mean, who knows what might have happened in the Packers' scheme with those teammates, with a different defensive coordinator. He may have been a star. In fact, he probably would have been, because that's what I was projecting him in the Packers' system and the scheme and all the different playmakers around him. Yeah, you know, you're right. Yeah, you're probably right. But a couple of my other draft crushes are doing well. You didn't point any of those out, though, did you, Jocelyn? Interesting. Always going negative. Funny how that works. Frank, what's up? Notice that Jordan Love has a bad habit of throwing off his back foot when he doesn't need to and hopping a lot in the pocket. Can Matt LaFleur clean this up? Go Pack. Probably, Frank, but you know who else did that? Brett Favre. He's in the Hall of Fame. Man, you know, Philip Rivers had an insanely funky delivery, and he was awesome. I don't worry about that stuff too much. I mean, I get what you're saying, especially off back foot stuff where you're maybe taking something off the ball. But man, yeah, on the list of things I'm worried about, like, that's a negative 12. Like, I just get the ball there. If you can get the ball there with consistency, put it where you want it to put it. I don't care if you shot put it. Just do it with consistency. What else we got here, folks? Andrea, what's going on? Wicks is really good. Always finds the hole in the zone. Very much agreed. There was an incredible note yesterday from the Elias Sports Bureau on Wicks, and I want to find it real quick because it kind of blew my mind. As far as like just production from a rookie wide receiver, this really kind of is a bit insane. In what was it, 45 seasons over the last 45 seasons, Dontavian Wicks is the only Packers rookie with 3 receptions of 25 plus yards in a game. What? I mean, 45 years hasn't been done. 3 receptions over 25 yards in one game for a rookie. I mean, that's pretty damn impressive. Wicks is legit. Now, of course, he's hurt. In true Packer fashion. Matthew, what's up? You got to lose all your running backs in run game to beat the line single-handedly with your passing game. Keep the faith. I mean, hey. That's what I was talking about before about, you know, Patrick Taylor coming in. They're probably being their pass pro specialist because they're going to go spread. They're going to throw it around the yard. I talked about this with Andy on Let's Talk Football, which just went up right before I went live. So if you know, have a chance later, you should check that out. But yeah, I mean, you've got one or two options here, right? You button it up, trying to play keep away from the Lions offense, grind it out, play, you know, time of possession ball. But we all know Matt LaFleur is not going to go that way. Matt LaFleur is going to spread it out. He's going to spread it out. He's going to go 5 wide, and he's going to throw it around the yard. So, yeah, hey, what a week to lose all your running backs because you were going to throw it anyway. Now, hopefully, they're not trying to go, you know, 15, 20-yard deep developing patterns like they did the Lambeau game. Maybe they do a little short game thrown in there. Oh, God, help me. But we'll see. Caleb, what's up? How can I get my blog on the Cheesehead TV app? Just email us. Email me, Aaron@CheeseheadTV.com. And I'll check it out. And if I like it, we'll put it on the app. I mean, we have a really, really rigorous screening system, which is essentially, yeah, if we like it, we'll put it out there. But yeah, Aaron@CheeseheadTV.com. Give me a shout. Bryson, what's up? Granted, I have no idea what the hell I'm looking into, but Van Ness looked good. Also, AJ is coming on strong. Oh, man. AJ ran like a bull yesterday. Absolutely love what we've seen from AJ Dillon the last, like, 4 games. He's running hard as hell. And it sucks because there's no blocking in front of him. Like, it's tough to watch at times. But he's making the most of it. He's getting yards out of contact. All the stuff we were kind of mystified about early in the season in regards to just none of it being there, he's turned that corner in a big way. Yeah, but as far as Van Ness goes, I thought he was active yesterday. He had the one nice play where he came backside, ran the back down from behind and limited the running play. But it's going to be fun to watch him get utilized more and more in different ways. I think they, you know, used him with his hand on the ground a little bit more on Sunday. Hopefully we see a continuation of that. We haven't really seen him much inside as I thought we would early on in the year, but maybe that's, you know, in the cards here the next couple games. But you can see the athleticism. You see the promise. You see what they like about him, what they were so intrigued by to draft him where they did. Just haven't seen a lot of opportunities for him to kind of, you know, feature that athleticism. Hopefully that starts on Thursday because they're going to need it. Bleed Green. What a handle. Love really hasn't played since college. It's going to take time. We can see him starting to play better the last 3 weeks. Plus, we are the youngest team. Very much agreed. And yeah, I mean, first-year starter. Now, that said, that doesn't excuse the fact that he was in this system for 3 years. But as I pointed out early in the season, he has been sitting on the bench for 3 years, and he has learned the playbook, and he knows the system probably better than anybody he's playing with. Because all these guys are figuring it out literally as they go. You know, they were in the offseason program, no doubt about it, but the live stuff is always different than the stuff you're learning on the whiteboard and in the meeting rooms. They're, I think, more responsible for this kind of three-week, you know, forward trajectory from Love in the offense because they're finally, you know, on the same page as far as what's expected and what the game plan means and the adjustments and all those things. You're starting to see that start to gel, you know. But, yeah, Jordan, got to get him more and more reps. That's the key. Em, what's up? Thanks for bringing care of the G-Club member, man. Given the circumstances, Love exceeded expectations so far. No doubt about long-term commitment. Future is bright for the Packers. Just be patient. Well, that's a take. Exceeded expectations? I don't know, man. I mean, who knows? Whatever the Packers' expectations were. But as far as outside the building, I think so they were. Expectations were all over the map. You know, I saw people saying he sucks right away and he's never going to amount to anything, but I also saw people comparing him to Patrick Mahomes. So it's like, just can we just let it play out? And I think the Packers obviously are. That's what this whole season is about. But yeah, I think he's, I don't know if he's exceeded expectations so much as he's right on schedule. He's exactly where I think he should be and probably would be, given everything going on around him. Jacob, what's up? Love and War Daddy are taking us all the way. Book it. War Daddy. Matt LaFleur dropping a War Daddy in the presser. Ed, what's up? Of course I want the Packers to destroy the Lions, but it's not personal as it is with the Bears and the Vikings. I mean, shout out, Ed, because look, let's take today, this moment that we're living in, experiencing communally between us as Packers fans, to recognize that this weekend, not only did the Packers win, but the Bears and Vikings both lost. I mean, yes, the Bears' loss came at the expense of the Lions winning, but to your point, I don't care. I don't care. I'm happy for the Lions. I'm glad they're winning. They've been so bad for so long. Good for you, little buddy. I'm excited for you. Like, look, and yeah, Thursday, the odds are long. But I feel nothing when it comes to the Lions. But, man, watching the Vikings and Bears lose, beautiful. Absolutely beautiful. All right, buddy, I'm going to have to get going. I can't thank you enough for hanging out, talking Packers each and every day, Monday through Friday, right here on the Cheesehead TV social channels. Please do me a monster favor. Hit like on the video, subscribe to the channel, and then tell your friends and tell your family. Cheesehead TV, we are devoted to Green Bay Packers fans worldwide. Thanks a lot, everybody. Have a great night. Go Pack, go.